Hey everyone, it's Left Off the Dial right here on Peach City Radio. This is Dave.
This is Ian. I'm back.
He's back. It's been almost a month since you've graced the Left Off the Dial studios here.
I know, things have been hectic.
That's right.
So,
but you're back, and we appreciate it, and we're glad to have you back.
Yeah, well, thanks, Tim, for filling in that 1 week there. And
Tim did well, and we appreciate him doing that. And hopefully one day Tim will have his own show, and it'll be very interesting. And I'll definitely tune into that show.
Yes, because Tim is a very interesting man. He's totally. Very smart.
Yeah.
He's way smarter than I could ever possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine being that smart. I'm not. He's so much smarter than me.
Okay. I don't know if you wanted me to help you out with that or what. But
no, I think I needed help out with that. But anyways, I'm finished digging myself into a hole. Why don't we play some music here on Left Off the Dial? And actually, we're going to play a song here in honor of a basketball superstar.
A basketball superstar? We're not really that. I mean, I don't know too many basketball superstars that play rock music or post-punk or even electronic music.
Well, recently, I think it was last weekend, actually, they had the All-Star Game for basketball, NBA, in Toronto, and they had an All-Star celebrity match between Canada and the United States. And strangely, a Canadian who's not really a Canadian, Will Butler, was the MVP. And he was apparently spectacularly good as a basketball
player. It's funny because you think it would be tough to populate a basketball team of famous people if we have a hard time even populating a basketball team to compete in international competition.
True, but some reason they had some really good Canadian basketball players.
Okay.
And they won. And
nice.
Will Butler, he was the MVP, and he got into trouble with the media because he started talking about politics in the United States.
Timely.
And they just went, "Don't, enough of you."
Timely. That's funny. All right, well, why don't we spin up some Will Butler here. Here is something off of his 2015 release, Policy. Here's Witness, Left Off the Dial.
Let me close my eyes and drift off in the night. Maybe you can.
Arcade Fire off their original Arcade Fire EP released in 2003 with the Woodland National Anthem. Before that, we heard from Will Butler, who is a member of the Arcade Fire with Witness. And when you say the Woodland National Anthem, what does it remind you of?
The Woodland National Anthem?
Yeah, like just that phrase. Is there something that you associate with woodlands?
Just those commercials they used to have on TV.
Like the hinterland who's who?
Is that that's what I was thinking of.
For me, it's more, it reminds me of lumberjacks and big dudes cutting wood and stuff. And they're usually sporting, nowadays at least, a big beard. And even some, you know, not so manly dudes sporting beards. You know, it's all over the place. Beards, beards, beards. And so,
where are you going with this,
Dave? I don't know. We just wanted to mention that a couple nights ago, there's an upcoming Okanagan Beard Festival or something. I think that's what it's called, the Okanagan Beard Celebration Festival. And they had their registration on Monday. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, all these dudes who registered.
Yeah, I didn't.
With their beard. You didn't?
No, I can't grow a beard.
Oh.
It just ain't happening.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you know, all this beardly talk, you know, makes me kind of envious because I'd like a nice bushy beard. But
me too.
Yeah. As I look at you with your nice bushy beard.
I do have a big bushy beard, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to the registration. So I'll just have to cheer from the sidelines.
Go beardy guys. Dilly daddly. Dilly dally.
Don't dilly dally.
Grow a beard.
Yeah. But we're going to play some dilly dally right now. Here's Get to You off their recent album, Soar. You're listening to Left Off the Dial on Peach City Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Lydia Ainsworth from Toronto. Right From Real is the album from last year, Moonstone. Before that, Dilly Dally. Soar is the name of their album. Get to You was the song, which I quite liked. I think Dilly Dally seemed to be a pretty fun band.
Yeah, it took me a while to get my hands on that record. So we're a little late to the party there. But I know a lot of other stations are playing that a lot along a little while ago.
And speaking of stations, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. We also forgot at the top of the show to welcome our listeners in St. John, New Brunswick on Local 107.3, as well as our tried and true listeners here in Penticton on CFUZ online at peachcityradio.org.
But online, but not forever.
That's right.
Coming soon.
Studio is coming along.
The studio, then the transmitter, and then you'll be driving around or listening to it in your living room.
Yep.
Over the airwaves. How exciting.
It's very exciting.
Speaking of excitement, I can't...
Do I sound very excited?
You do. You sound...
very exciting.
Very exciting.
It's exciting!
We're going to play Faith Healer next.
Yeah.
Cosmic Troubles is the name of the album. Infinite Return. And we've played Faith Healer quite a bit, and this is a very fine album. I can't recall off the top of my head where they're from, though.
I think Edmonton or Vancouver. Or some combination of both.
Prince George or records. Something in between?
On Mint Records.
Mint Records out of Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's check it out.
To please serve the pleasure. son's red leather couch. He's got a nice red car and a big red house. A picture of you sitting up on the shelf. He said he's got a couple friends down south. You melt because he said he's gonna take you down south.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Megan Landry, who is an artist who reached out to Peach City Radio and said, "Hey, do you want to play me? Hey, we're playing you." That was a song called Human Leather. Mm-hmm. And before that, we had Faith Healer, Infinite Return, which was very good. I really like that Faith Healer. Mm-hmm. Edmonton.
Yep.
And they have some of the world's worst teeth on the front cover of their latest album, Cosmic Troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to go to an orthodontist.
To inspire you to get to the dentist.
Yes. And Dave, you have something coming up here that means absolutely nothing to me, but perhaps you can explain.
Well, we've talked about Will Butler and his political rants at the NBA All-Star Game. We've talked about Beard Festival. Something else pretty profound happened this past week in the world of science, and that was that scientists have detected for the first time gravity waves. Which is basically something that Albert Einstein predicted over 100 years ago, and as a theoretical, you know, construct. And you know, over time, people have been trying to figure out how they can prove this theory. And the various groups of people, I think the Germans built a detector, was kind of not strong enough. The Japanese built a detector, wasn't kind of strong enough. The Americans built a detector, kind of proved it could work. And then they revamped it and made it more sensitive. And just last year, they turned the thing on, and like within days of it being on, they detected these two supermassive black holes colliding with each other, which created a gravity wave that they were able to detect. So it's pretty fantastic stuff. You know, not a lot of us can say that we've been alive during some really fantastic scientific discoveries. a lot of which happened, you know, hundreds of years ago. But this is a pretty profound scientific discovery, and I just thought I'd play some tunes to celebrate that.
Wow, okay.
I'm a scientist. I work in the science field. So that's kind of like a little bit of my jam. And so we're gonna play some tunes here. We're gonna play an REM track from 1985 off Fables of the Reconstruction. We're gonna play Feeling Gravity's Pull. And then we're gonna go to 2006 and play a track called, coincidentally enough, Supermassive Black Hole.
Which is the only black hole I've been really familiar with.
So. Off of Muse's Black Holes and Revelations album from 2006.
All right. Well, let's get started.
Here we go. This one's for you, Einstein.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. That was Muse, Super Massive Black Hole. And before that, we had REM with Feeling Gravity's Pull. And Dave filled me in a little bit more about the science behind this incredible discovery. I still don't understand it,
well,
but that's okay.
You know, I just wanted to add one more thing. Right here in Penticton, we're only about a four-hour drive away from one of the detectors that was used in that experiment. It's just south of the border here in Washington State, so I'm going to check it out in the summer. I think I'm going to head down there.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Somehow they were able to feel, sense the gravitational, what did they call it?
The gravity wave.
Gravity wave.
Yeah.
Here on Earth from something that happened way in space.
Yeah.
Very cool. We're going to go to France next because I've never been to France, but it sounds like a great place to go.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you been?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I came across these two French bands that don't sound anything like French bands. The first one's called The Missing Souls. And I heard this song and I went, I have to get this. Got to Have Your Lovin' is the name of the song. And that's off an EP. And I'm not even going to say any more. This is just a piece of 60s garage rock heaven here. Check it out.
Listen to yourself. You think you're cool, that
Groovy, dude. That was the Madcaps off the album Hot Sauce, brand new album from France, I guess. Too Big for Your Boots was the tune, and before that was the Missing Souls, Got to Have Your Lovin' off the self-titled, or that title track off the EP.
Awesome, eh? And they're both from France.
Love that stuff.
Garage rock, yeah. Super fun. I came across those and I went, man, there's a fun scene in France.
That's good stuff. I just wanted to mention one thing to any Peach City Radio programmers who are listening to the show right now. The submission form is now open for this edition, the third annual Radio Active Awards. The deadline is February 29th. So get your submissions in for your shows. Every show should nominate, should put a submission in, because every show on Peach City Radio is great. If you get a chance, you should really tune in for more than just Left Off the Dial, because while our show is pretty cool, there are some other shows that are even cooler, perhaps, and at least just as cool. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, there's some very good shows on Peach City Radio.
Yeah. Next up, we've got, where is this band from?
Boston.
We're going to Boston. We're going to check out this band called The Magic Shop. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Just like the pop shop.
Yes.
Yeah. The Magic Shop. They have a album called, or an EP called Interstellar Car Crash, released just recently.
Yes, it's brand new.
Brand new. And the tune is called City Alight.
Yeah!
In brackets. Yeah. Here we go. Here's the Magic Shop.
I'm
hits. That was Ott off their 2015 album, Sun Coming Down. And little known fact, well, maybe you know it now, starting in January, season 4 of Left Off the Dial, we changed our intro tune to that song, Never Better by Ott.
That is true.
Yeah. And we did, and that's the first chance we've had to play it and let people know. So hope you enjoy that. We'll probably change it up every year.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy Ott. Ott's a pretty cool band.
Absolutely.
And before that, Magic Shop from Boston with City.
City Alight, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So that was good. This is coming to the end of our show.
Yep. Well, it's episode 149. We're glad to bring the show to you. So we really love it. And if you love it, you should let us know. And if you don't love it, let us know too. And we'll try and fix it for you. But
Or maybe we won't fix it for you.
Or maybe we won't, because it's our show. You want a show? Get your own show on Peach City Radio.
Yeah. You may go, well, these guys, you guys suck. And that's like, we can't.
Absolutely.
You know, you can have your own show and be awesome in your own way.
That's right. So, yeah, get in touch with us. You can email us, leftoffthedial@peachcityradio.org, or
Twitter, Facebook. Just send us throw us a bone. Tell us what you think.
Are you an artist? Do you have some music? Send us an email. Send us your music.
Music@peachcityradio.org.
That's right. And we will see if we can get it on the show.
Now we're got a little Talking Heads in the background here.
We're going back to our Einstein tribute today, and this is, you're listening to I Get Wild, Wild Gravity, off of Speaking in Tongues by Talking Heads from way back from 1983. Cool. Celebrating the detection of gravity waves.
Yeah. It's dancing in the streets for the gravity waves.
They're dancing all around you, man.
That's so cool. Anyways, thank you for listening to Left Off the Dial. See you next week.